I'm Sean Kelly, or Lena Kane, making her way this work, rather to L.A. this morning. She's there on assignment this weekend, and we have with us Sky, the intern. Good morning, Sky.
Good morning.
Good to see you in, helping me out, and we look forward to the show with you this morning. We also have from our brother station, Buzz Collins.
Good morning.
Good to see you, Buzz.
Great to be here.
I have a new theme for the locker room. I wanted. What do you think? You like it?
Yeah. It's your show.
That didn't sound too convincing.
Well, we're 30 seconds into the show, and Mr. Collins is being rude already.
I was trying to give you an honest answer. No, it's fantastic. I love it. Send me that. I want to put that on my playlist.
It's kind of like the music. You know how Fox and NBC and CBS do the big music. Super Bowl.
Very sporty.
Good morning also to another colleague that just waltzed in here. The guy thinks he owns the building, Brian DeCare from CJBQ. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you.
How you doing?
Doing all right. Super Bowl weekend, you pumped? Who are you going with?
I really want the Bengals to win because they've never won. You got to go for the underdog.
Yeah.
I'll go with Brian? Cincinnati.
I'm going to go with the Bengals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to see them win, too. So
who doesn't want us? You know, and 2 years ago, weren't they like the worst team in the league?
Yeah.
This would it's kind of like the Montreal Canadiens.
They were in the Stanley Cup Finals last year, and now they suck.
And Joe Burrows, I saw him. The first game I saw him, I think it was the wild card weekend. And I was impressed. First time I'd seen him, and he was doing great.
Okay, this isn't sports radio, okay?
What do you want to talk about?
You know, Joe Burrow, he's the quarterback, Cincinnati.
Yeah.
You know why I'm cheering for Cincinnati?
Why?
Because his old man, Jim Burrow, played in the Canadian Football League for like 5 or 6 years.
I was going to say that name rang a bell.
No, you're BSing.
No, I'm serious.
You are. You had no idea who Jim Burrow was.
No, that was Quasimodo.
You're right. I'm full of it.
Show's falling apart. Brian, you have no headset on.
I know. No. There's nothing here.
I had to steal your headphones because I didn't have any headphones.
I wanted to play. I only get to play this joke.
Okay, give me a sec.
Yeah, go get your headset, will you? I get to play a joke like over, we inserted it in our programming on Super Bowl weekend, and I love it.
What's the joke?
Sorry, it's just, the looks on your face just kill me sometimes.
We're doing acting, you know?
Yeah. What's the big joke that you...
Well, here it is.
Okay.
I want Brian to hear it. If you guys want to use it on your show today, here it is. Best Super Bowl joke of all time.
There's a guy sitting at the Super Bowl, 50-yard line, front row seats. The stadium is packed, and next to him is an empty seat. Guy on the other side of the empty seat leans over and says to the guy, "Hey, buddy, couldn't you get anybody to fill this empty seat? I mean, it's a Super Bowl, 50-yard line, front row seats. Couldn't you get anybody to come with you?" The guy frowned and said, "That used to be where my wife always sat. She died." The other guy says, "I'm sorry to hear that. Man, that's a shame. I'm sorry. But couldn't you get any, like, friends or relatives to come to the game with you or anything? It's a Super Bowl." Guy looks at him and says, "No. They all went to the funeral."
I love it.
Well, you have to share that one. That's excellent.
Yeah, I'll say it's $2.99 if you use the file. what else is going on? What's new in your world, Sky?
Nothing. I really like the weather this morning.
Yeah, isn't it nice when it's mild like this? Yeah.
Feels good. We're going to cool off this weekend, though. I think we're heading back down later tomorrow or something like that.
Just when I had a little bit of hope.
Yeah, like I like the weather, but mine is 12 Sunday night.
That's not bad.
I've gotten spoiled.
You're getting soft.
I know. I grew up out west where... Winter is winter.
Exactly. What's new in your world, Brian?
Well, you know, they announced the Academy Award nominations earlier in the week, and I guess the big kerfuffle is all the millions and billions of dollars that Spider-Man's making.
Yeah.
They didn't get nominated for anything.
Yeah.
And I saw the movie last weekend. Great. It was great, great action. And there's three of them for folks. I'm not going to spoil it, but there's
Don't ruin.
They brought the three of them back together.
Well, now I don't got to go.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
That's good. Also, I saw this morning in your prep notes, you have a story about a guy that phoned in a bomb threat.
Oh, I got that. I'm going to read that story.
Yeah, yeah. Well, use it on this show. Breaking news at Brian DeCamp.
Okay, well, obviously, this guy probably didn't do too well in high school as far as geography goes. Basically, he was a man supporting anti-mass protesters in Ottawa, and he didn't realize where the demonstrations were. So he phoned in a bomb threat to folks, not in Ottawa, Canada, but to Ottawa, Ohio. Ottawa, Ohio. Yes. So there you go. And I'm sure the officials are, you know, police and that are checking this guy out for sure.
Easy mistake. Yeah,
easy mistake. Are you doing any shows now? Comedy shows?
You know what? I just had an inquiry a couple days ago, the first one in a long time, for somebody wants me to do a hypnosis show.
Oh, yeah.
In Bob Cajun.
Oh, nice town.
We're just trying to nail down a date, but that might be a few months yet. You know what I'm really into these days is the
Couldn't care less. that's the rude shot from earlier. Now we're even.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so what are you into?
Doesn't matter.
No. Wordle? Are you into Wordle?
No. Oh, you know what? I am into... never thought at this stage of the game in my life that I would pick up a new hobby or a pastime or anything like that. But I've gotten into archery.
Oh, you were telling me about that. Yeah.
So a good friend of mine, he's an OPP officer.
Name dropper.
He competed a couple years ago in Australia. He brought home a bronze medal at the Invictus Games in archery. Telling me all about it, and now he's become like a what do you call it, a wholesaler or whatever of
archery stuff. Yeah.
So he got me to try, and I love it. So I got myself a bow, what they call a compound bow.
Are you good at it?
You know what? I'm not that bad.
Yeah.
I'm not that. Cool. I surprised myself.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Picking up a hobby is always fun.
It is. And nobody's gotten killed yet. I've only been to two archery nights so far. So far, so good.
Where do you shoot the big long dart into, like a hayfield or something?
They have targets.
They have targets there, but like a big bale of hay, is that what you shoot?
Well, it's about the size of a bale of hay. I don't know what they make it with, but then they have like paper targets on the front.
Nice.
We should really test his skills and put like an apple on Sean's head.
I like it. Yeah.
See where that goes.
I'm counting the rude shots. We got one from Buzz, two from Sky already. Brian, you have not said anything rude.
No. It's Friday. It's a feel-good Friday.
What are you into? Are you into any hobbies?
Well, no. I was thinking along with the arrow.
Why don't you get into the axe throwing?
That's exactly what I was going to say. Why don't we do that? Go ahead. I've seen
you
a few.
We'll get together. We'll spend our weekends throwing stuff and shooting stuff. I just got a brand new, from my same buddy, he gifted me with a set of throwing knives.
Well, there you go. No, I was saying,
to try them out.
Lately on the news, they had a couple of features of axe throwing locally, too. I think they're all over the place.
There's one or two downtown businesses, yeah. I know it's quite popular. People are going and they throw an axe.
It's got to be therapeutic, I would think, in some way or another.
Yeah, I've heard it's a lot of fun.
Picture your whoever standing out there in front.
Yeah. lots of excitement this morning with Mix Nation. Ed Sheeran and Taylor Swift have come together. This is their fourth.